Hi, this is Leo.
This is Alma.
This is On Our Porch Podcast.
Welcome. Come on in. Have a seat.
So at 25 years old, what do you think the biggest purchase you would make be?
Oh, probably some shoes maybe that I really needed for a wedding, something like that.
How about a radio station?
Oh, no.
Welcome to On Our Porch Podcast. An 80s radio DJ meets an athletic bank teller. Fun stories and perspectives on life, family, kids, and marriage from a 50-something couple with over 35 years of marriage. Are you ready for some love, laughter, heart, and most importantly, faith? Here are your hosts, Leo and Alma.
Hey, thank you for joining us on Our Porch.
Welcome. Come on in. Have a seat.
Yeah, this is On Our Porch Podcast. So the last time you were sitting with us on our porch.
Yeah.
I was
getting ready to change your job again. Whataburger manager, cleaning toilets and dripping mustard and ketchup and smelling like a walking onion.
Actually, a walking onion. That was really, it was.
You hung up your dream of opening up a restaurant.
So no, it's very funny, but you're right. If any of you have ever eaten a Whataburger, if you're in South Texas, you know how a Whataburger smells.
Yeah, right? It's a just mile got away. That.
Okay, well, you know it, right? Hey, somebody went to Whataburger. Somebody went to Whataburger.
Yeah.
Well, here your husband is coming home smelling like a Whataburger.
Penetrated to the like 10 layers of skin.
Oh my gosh. It was quite an experience, and I learned a lot.
Yeah.
But the other part of why I ended up at Whataburger was that I was coming out of secular radio, and we were talking about, you know, the reason why was because, you know, we were growing in our faith, and the scriptures that we were talking about in Philippians, Philippians 4:8, I believe it is, says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Yes, and that's a huge scripture.
Oh yeah.
Especially as a young Christian, you're going like, okay, wow, I got to make some changes in my life because, you know, we want to be holy, and which kind of brings up a couple of things here. If we can just kind of take an aside. In the mornings, you know, we have a prayer on our porch. For you folks that may not know, we have prayer on our porch, which is on Facebook. And so we give little vignettes. And in the morning when I'm reading, I kind of give a little lesson just based on, you know, how the Holy Spirit speaks to me and I read something. And something that I've been reading here lately and been sharing with our prayer on the porch group is that we try to re-save ourselves, if you will. Right? Because Christ died for our sins. Mm-hmm. But then we try to do good things. We try to do better things. We try to give. We try to, you know, do things to make sure that we are saved, if you
right.
will.
Right. Even though we know the scripture is we're not saved by
works,
lest any man should boast.
Right. Correct.
But then again, by the same token, faith without works is dead.
Correct. And that's the thing.
So it's a fine balance.
It's a fine balance, but what you want to do is you want to do these works because you are saved.
Yes.
Not works to get saved, but us as
from
Christians.
From the heart.
Correct. But us as Christians that have been saved.
Right.
Sometimes we fall into that, I am not worthy and let me do these good
that's
things
right.
so I can be saved. No, Christ already did that
that's
for you.
Right.
And where the point I was with those scriptures, right? Whatever is pure, whatever is holy, think on these things.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, wait a second here. I kind of need to clean myself up because what happens when Christ comes into your heart? He starts changing you, okay? And he changed us, and we've changed over the last 36 years that we've been together. Mm-hmm. And when we think on those things and we want to better ourselves, the things that we used to taste, the things that used to be sweet to us, don't become sweet to us anymore.
You know what? It's kind of like when you remodel a house, you bring in fresh paint, and you fix up one room, then the other rooms just feel like they need a... to be restored as well.
Great analogy.
Refreshed.
Great analogy, yeah. Because what happens when you receive Christ? You have, yeah, kind of a circumcision of heart.
Yeah.
Right? Your heart is brand new.
Yeah.
But okay, that is your heart, right? That is your soul. Mm. But then you have your mind. You have all those little rooms in your head and in your body and in your
clashing with all the new.
With all the new.
So it's only natural that you're going to have a little, you know, the black and white dog, mm-hmm, a kind of little battle going on.
Yeah, a little angel on one shoulder, the devil on the other shoulder. You know, you always kind of see that on TV.
Nobody ever warns you about that when you receive Christ.
That's right.
That this could change your life.
It does.
It does. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, no, it does. And,
but in a good way, it is challenging.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing that God's going to give you that you can't bear. And it's always going to be for good, not
right.
for bad.
No.
And God's going to work in you something really new and fresh for His glory and His kingdom.
Amen.
So what an honor. What a privilege.
It is.
But yeah, it's almost like crying and saying goodbye to your old me, you know. But it's not instant for some. It's going to take an evolution and evolving, a slow transition. And
it's going to be an iterative process.
Yes, definitely iterative. And you are going from glory to glory, from day to day,
mm-hmm,
renewing your mind,
right,
and trying to figure this all out. So here you were. Can you, I know the answer to this, but
okay,
I want you to explain it in
all
your
right.
own words.
Okay.
There was a point of revelation where you had an epiphany,
mm-hmm,
where God spoke to you. And we both agree it was a prophetic dream, or not a prophetic dream, but it was definitely God speaking to your
yeah.
spirit loud and strong.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you're asleep, we're asleep, God gets a hold of our little spirit
right.
and speaks something strong into us
yeah.
or something soft. But either way, I want you to explain to us, because this is, guys, hold on to your seats,
okay,
fasten up your seatbelts, because this is a real strong story that's going to knock your socks off.
Yeah, so we had just gotten married. I think we might have shared this a little bit on a previous episode, but it was strong. I was still in secular radio. I was in radio. I was doing mornings at the time,
mm-hmm,
so I'd wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning and take off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had just started your teaching job. You know, you got your degree and you were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would call you about 8 o'clock in the morning, or about 7:30.
A very wholesome and pure occupation.
Oh, wow, thank you very much. Oh, you're so bad.
So now the contrast was becoming more and more evident.
A pure and,
you were
and
feeling
holy.
Just a slight guilt.
That's right.
You?
Yeah, no, I was. So this is what happened. So one night,
mm-hmm,
I was asleep and I started trembling. I had this dream, mm-hmm, but you know, dreams feel very, very real. This felt extremely, very, very real.
Yes.
So we were
it
asleep.
It was real.
It was. Oh no, absolutely. It was real.
But it was spiritual.
Extremely
a
spiritual.
A spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm lying in bed. You know, you sleep on you're on the left side. I'm on the right side of the bed. And so, you know, I'm laying on my back. You're laying on your back as well, asleep. And then...
Time out.
What?
Remember that scripture. We do not wrestle against...
flesh and blood.
But against...
powers and principalities of the air.
Okay, so this was a perfect example of that scripture that you read.
True.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I wake up. My eyes are open.
Spiritually.
Yes. I see this cloud come into our bedroom.
Mm.
Bright light.
Wow.
I start shaking, literally shaking. I'm like speechless.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I see this hand appear out of the cloud.
Okay. Whose hand was that?
I'm getting there.
Oh. Wasn't mine.
So I saw this hand,
mm-hmm,
come out of the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And the hand, you know, had a robe. So you saw the white robe, and I saw the body of Jesus.
Mm.
Okay. And Jesus tells you, come.
Mm.
And I'm looking to the left of me,
mm-hmm,
and I see you raise your hand,
mm-hmm,
take Jesus's hand.
So what happened
so
next?
So you disappear up with Jesus,
mm-hmm,
and you know, this the light was bright, I mean, you know, just blinding. And then you just fade up and the clouds go away and then the room turns dark again.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm out of breath here because it's a powerful story. And
yes, it is.
So I went back to sleep and I'm like, okay. The alarm rings. I get up. I go to work. Right. You're lying in bed next to me and, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I go on the air at six.
Okay.
I'm getting ready, take my shower, do everything and go. Typically don't wake you up because you got to wake up later and go to work. So I was like, okay, no, she's still there. She's good. Okay. She's still there. Okay. I know I dreamt this, but okay. And I was like, oh my God, was this the rapture? You know, mm-hmm. are you gone? And I'm here. And I'm like, Lord, what did I do wrong?
And you know, that was in the 80s.
This was in the 80s. This was in the 80s, like 86, 87. And so I remember getting on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm doing my radio show and you typically wake up at about seven or so. And right before you take off to work, I usually give you a little call. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I gave you a call that morning and go, hey, babe. And, you know, hey, sweetie, you know, yes. I go, okay. You're okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I go, okay. You're good. Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
I go, I remember.
Okay.
It was a strange little call.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. I just had this weird dream last night. I'll tell you about it when I get home tonight. Right. Oh, okay. And so, yeah.
So what effect did this experience have on you in making a career change? Because you just said that you felt like you were tired of not giving back to the community,
right,
making an impact.
Well, I mean,
you were starting to feel guilty.
Yeah. Right. Correct. So that was that time where I was struggling internally about my Christian faith. And again, you know, the secular music and the things that I was doing that wasn't pure, that wasn't holy, that wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. praiseworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that dream was like a little catalyst to say, okay, you know, God's talking to me. And it's mm-hmm. not like, it wasn't like, okay, if you don't stop radio, you know, you're going to hell or you're not going to heaven. It wasn't that, but it was like, and I've had many of these dreams, and you know that,
mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the Holy Spirit comes down and speaks to me, speaks to you as well. But I've had dreams where I have been blessed by the Holy Spirit, but then I have also had very dreams where I've been attacked,
yes,
by demons.
Oh yeah,
in my sleep,
quite a few.
Yeah,
and I try to pray over you. I've gotten punched in the face a couple of times. I try my best.
And you know, we'll talk about that. But
so that little experience was actually a big.
It was
experience.
It was a catalyst to where we were going.
Perfect.
Okay. And
where were we going?
We'll let you know where we're going right after this.
On Our Porch Podcast, we'll be right back. On Our Porch Podcast with Leo and Alma.
So while working at Whataburger, I figured out that I didn't want to own a restaurant. We determined that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And so I took a job with my dad with this vision that I wanted to start a Christian radio station. Didn't know how I was going to do it. It was just something that was birthed in me because of the talents that I've had and the experience that I've had for the previous 8 or so years.
So you took a job with your dad in the interim?
Yes. And during that time, there was an opportunity for me to purchase a radio station. Me and a few other gentlemen who had the same vision of broadcasting here in the Rio Grande Valley had an opportunity to buy a radio station. And so we did.
Just like that.
There were three other gentlemen.
So we did.
I was the fourth. Okay.
Just like that. So we did.
So we did. 25 years old. I was 25 years old, and the other gentlemen were, you know, not too much older than me.
Where did you get the money from? Because I don't remember making such a huge purchase.
No.
Like you asked me at the beginning, what would be your largest purchase? A pair of shoes,
yeah,
pretty much.
Right.
Because a pair of shoes back then may have cost me at the most $30.
Yeah, no, this one cost a little bit more than that. And the thing was, too, you were very, very supportive. You know, we talked about this dream and this vision, and, you know, you were encouraging me and the faith. And
so how did you
so we did it.
Buy
we did
the
it.
Radio station? Because I don't remember throwing a bunch of money at anything back then because we didn't have it.
No, we didn't. It was all by faith. And I was having this discussion with our son the other day, telling him about these stories, about how God has moved us from glory to glory and faith and everything. Came time to buy this radio station, prayed about it, something, you know, birthed in my spirit to do. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we did it with debt. And we hawked everything we had.
Not much.
We were
wisdom.
Signing notes. We were doing this. The intention was to raise a certain amount of money to help it get started. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, not enough money was raised. We went ahead and purchased. We went ahead and launched the radio station. It lasted for almost a year.
In light of all of the way that it was acquired.
Right.
So, you know, the word of God, we weren't really following it because the loaner is the owner of the debtor, basically, in
right.
Proverbs. And
yeah.
We did feel owned. We were puppets, basically, to the bank. And that's stressful.
Yeah, it was. But I look back at it and you know, my son asked, well, so Dad, what did you learn about all that? And the things that I could say now that I'm, you know, mid-50s and everything, and that was a long time ago. That was almost 30 years ago. I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. I was running on pure faith, right? Mm-hmm. And I've learned that God puts wise men into your life.
That was a big lesson.
It was a huge lesson, but it was a lesson of, hey, I can do anything. You know, I'm 25 years old. I'm young. You know, I'm on fire for God and I want to go out and conquer the world. And, you know, this is my talent that I have and I need to do this
and
because
I'm giving back to the community.
Yeah, I'm giving, yes, in a positive way and everything. And yeah, but I will tell you this. All right. A couple of things. Me as a man, if I didn't do it, I would always wonder, man, I should have.
And it was such a blessing.
It was. And this is the thing,
still
right?
Resonates to this day.
It does. There are
people still bring it up.
That bring, hey, I remember the Christian radio station
Victory
that you all had.
Victory 105.5.
Yeah. And so if we saved one person, if we encouraged one person, then it is all worth it because what? Right? What does Jesus say about the shepherd? The shepherd, you know, goes after the one and leaves the 99 behind, right?
Yes.
So if we touched one person,
just to go
then it's all
one.
Then it's all worth it. Because why? Here we are today. We talked about this a couple of episodes ago, right?
Yeah.
This too shall pass, or things will change. It's not always going to be this way.
No.
That was a long period in our life because we were so heavy in debt. Okay. I wasn't making a whole heck of a lot of money.
No, and I was teaching.
You were teaching. You weren't making a whole lot of money. I mean, I remember
there were times you wouldn't even get a paycheck.
There were times, when we had the radio station, I wouldn't get a paycheck.
The employees.
I would try to pay the employees, and you know, it was a very, very hard time for us.
And then you refused to claim bankruptcy.
Right. We could have claimed bankruptcy, but we didn't. And so, you know, I had my signature on a bunch of notes. Oh, you know, with different banks,
every single
and
one.
we just little by little over the years. I mean, for 25-year-old, you know, people say, hey, we're about $70,000 of personal money in debt to this radio station that we basically signed off, you know, on our name. And people today go, oh, $70,000, that's not much today. Well, in 1990, $70,000 was a lot.
That was more than our house.
It was more than what our house was worth. We paid $40,000 for our house back at that time. But look where God has brought us and brought us through. That changed.
Yes.
It wasn't easy. I mean, it caused some grief for both you and I, and it caused some grief in our relationship, but Christ was always center of it, and we always kept the faith and kept our marriage going no matter how tough it got through that point in time.
And then we got pregnant.
So, I mean, think of this.
Vanessa.
Yeah, think of this, guys. I mean, this is in 91. We had the radio station through about 91, And, you know, Alma, you got pregnant, you know, October-ish. We closed down the radio station that December. Mm-hmm. I was out of a job again, and I went to go wait tables. Waited tables, and Vanessa was born. Yeah, for almost a year. I worked a little bit with my dad and everything. Right. He helped out, and then I was waiting tables. So again, humbling.
Yeah,
I was a radio disc jockey.
Yeah,
right. Popular guy. Went to go work at Whataburger. Okay.
Yeah.
Had this radio station. Hey, I'm back. Woo!
It was short-lived.
Back to waiting tables.
Yeah.
Talk about humbling.
Yes.
And I would have people like going in, and where I waited table was a very, very popular high-end Italian restaurant.
And they knew you.
And they knew people. Me. And then people was like, what are you doing working here? I'm going like, I'm working. I need a job. I need to provide for my family. So... you know,
a job is a job,
but you do, but you get it done. You do what you have to do.
Yes.
For your family.
It you know. Was very eye-opening and surreal, but we grew up again. We were growing up spiritually,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maturing, depending on God more and more, praying like crazy. Lord, please direct us,
yeah.
Show us where you want us,
right.
What you want us to do.
Right.
So at that point, where did God lead you after that, after waiting on tables?
Going back to your previous question of kind of what did you learn from the experience? And I mentioned that God puts people in your life. We had some advice, or I had some advice prior to continuing with the radio station, of men, businessmen saying, hey, Leo, it looks like you don't have enough money. You might just want to just back out of this deal and you know, and not do this and do that. And I didn't listen. So going back to what I learned is, you know, you have to put that pride away.
Okay.
You have to humble yourself.
Okay.
You have to admit that you're wrong. You have to look down deep inside and not think that it's failure or you're going to fail.
Okay.
But that this is probably the best thing to do.
I see. So in other words, you're not admitting failure. You were successful because you actually did
right.
What you intended to do.
Right.
So that in itself is success.
Absolutely.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah.
And it's true. As long as you've tried, I fell down skating. It was a pretty bad fall. But I did it. Like you said, you did what you intended to do. You had fun doing it.
Right.
Until then, until the fall. But
wisdom.
Wisdom.
But God
comes
is going
into
to put,
play.
Yes, God is.
When to say enough is enough.
Right, correct. Like, so the wisdom that you need to know is not to get back on skates.
You keep telling me not to.
Sweetie, learn from me, okay? The lesson that I learned is, you know, there are wise people that come into your life to give you advice.
So in other words, then my question is, would you ever do it again to have a, try to acquire a radio station? You can't just come out and say no then.
No.
You would do it a different way.
Oh, God, yes.
So therefore, we go back to my skating. I would do it a different way.
Okay.
I have my butt pads, my hip pads now. I feel better about that. And
oh,
my
Lord.
Helmet. I'm all fully protected with my safety gear.
Yeah.
So going back to that question, how would you do things differently? Let's just say that.
Okay, got it. No, it would be done much, much differently today. Much differently.
Maybe
today.
That would be a whole other podcast.
It could be.
But we learned so much, and I don't regret it. I know you don't either.
No.
Because we will never have that question hanging over our head. What if? What would it be like? Why didn't we try it?
Or I should have. You know, I
yes.
should have listened to God. I
Why
should have done
I
it.
Do it. Yeah.
We did. And we learned. But here we are to
That's
tell
right.
the story that God gets you through things despite of yourself. Okay.
We get in the way, don't we?
We get in the way.
Of God.
Yes, we do.
Trying to do it our own way. What's that Frank Sinatra song?
Right, my way. And now the end is near.
I did it my way.
But God will correct it. God will correct. He'll like nudge you this way and nudge you that way and go like, okay, guys, you totally messed this one up. All right, hang on. It's going to be painful for a little while, but I'm going to get you back on track. but I'm going to be with you the entire way. And I think that's what you have to remember, that God will always be there. He will always
direct your path.
Yes. Yes. Hey, with that, we'll leave it. What's our next show going to be about? Jeez, I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
Where the path leads to.
All right, the next path.
Of course.
We'll take the next path on our next episode of On Our Porch Podcast.
The road less taken. What is that?
If there's a fork in the road, take it. Anyway, hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us on Our Porch Podcast. Again, you can check Alan and I out on Facebook. We have Prayer on Our Porch. Look for it, Prayer on Our Porch. Alan and I do some live stuff there. On a weekly basis. You can actually see what we look like too. And then we have a website, onourporchpodcast.net, onourporchpodcast.net. If you want to send us a little note, you can do that there too.
We'd love to hear from you.
We certainly would. And hey, if you have suggestions for topics on next shows, because we're going to start getting into some of the juicy stuff, you know, raising kids and just kind of getting older. All right. So we'll be talking about that too. Hey, again, thank you for joining us.
As Grandma used to say, may God bless you.
God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to On Our Porch Podcast with Leo and Alma. Join them next time for more fun stories and perspectives on life, family, kids, and marriage. Until then, stay safe and may God bless you.